Hello, and thank you for listening to the Prestige Property Group podcast. With each podcast, we'll be interviewing one of our expert property professionals about market conditions and advice for property buyers in your specific locality. Mike Brownholtz, PPG's Director of Sales, speaks to Elodie Plonk, who's in charge of monitoring the surrounding areas. Our first question was, what kind of properties are people looking for right now?
Now we see a demand that is for smaller apartments, but of course we still have the occasional big apartment demand as well.
Yes.
But it seems it's a lot of one to two bedroom apartments that we sell, and that can be for own use or as an investment.
Uh-huh.
And in terms of type of building,
yes.
As you might know, in Monaco you have not that many old Belle Epoque buildings.
That's right.
It's more modern, and we don't have either anything that is new, just being constructed. So you will have buildings which date between 5 to 70 years old.
Yeah.
And we sell and resell those apartments in
exactly.
those types of buildings.
And I think most purchasers like to buy an apartment with a big terrace and a nice view. So the kind of old-fashioned apartments which could be refurbished, there's not so many of those available now, or?
No, we don't have those old buildings. Not that many exist. But when we talk about refurbishment, most investors, most purchasers, they will still want to renovate their apartments,
yeah.
The apartments they buy. And that is because everybody wants to make their apartment to their own taste.
Yep.
And, of course, it has to be luxurious. That
yes.
is what everybody wish for here in Monaco.
Yes.
And given the cost, the level of the prices here in Monaco, the sale prices, the cost of renovating is not that big in comparison. So I would say that most purchasers, they renovate the apartments they buy.
Yeah, okay. And of course, as you say, the comparison compared to the cost, because of the sheer scale of the cost in Monaco, it's not going to be that much compared to the price of the properties.
Absolutely.
The the price of properties there, I think I've had an indication from you before. Is it right that it is still around 25,000 to 35,000 euros per square meter in general for your standard building? Is that about right?
Yes, I would say that's right.
And then for the higher standards, it goes anywhere from 35,000 up to 50,000 euros per square meter.
Yes, that would be a little bit higher standard. And of course, then we have exceptional products, and they will be ranged between 50 to 75,000 euros per square meter.
Yes, indeed. So I guess moving on to the kind of people that are buying properties in Monaco, can you describe the typical type of person who's buying at the moment in Monaco?
Well, it's very. This hasn't changed. It's always been people who want to strengthen their links to Monaco, and
yeah.
We do not see a lot of holiday people buying property for holiday.
No.
And it's usually always an investment in Monaco.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if the clients they buy it for their own use.
Yes.
And of course they. They always wish for a capital gain.
Indeed, which has been, of course, exceptional in
yes.
the last few years, of course, in Monaco.
Yes.
As an investment, it's been incredible.
That's right.
I mean, have you got any specific recommendations for those seeking a financial return? Is there anything particularly that you'd advise people to look at, or is any investment in Monaco likely to bring a good return?
I would say that all investments in Monaco have always a good return.
Yes.
And, yes, there is no exception that I know of.
Exactly. And the prices have been going up definitely the last 2 years. We noticed that here, just observing your prices compared to other prices of properties in our network.
Well, I would say, and we come back to what we said earlier, that even if the property is not out on the market as a property to refurbish,
yes.
Most of the clients will renovate and do up the the apartments as they feel good, I mean, to their own taste. And, well, I would say that most of the apartments are renovated once they are bought.
Yes, okay. So that's not really a very big part of your market there in Monaco.
Well, it is quite peculiar, because even if it's not out for sale for that purpose, it is what happens in reality, is that the properties are refurbished.
Yes.
And of course we work with all the local builders and architects here, so we can provide contact for clients who wish to do that sort of work.
Okay. So for the investor, are there any particular parts of Monaco that are the most popular for investors?
Yes. Well, we have the area around the Casino Square, and
yes,
that is known as the Carré d'Or,
yes,
or the Golden Square in English.
Yes.
And the prices are, of course, a bit higher around this area. But it's also very popular to find an apartment near the beach.
Yes.
And we have the industrial, or more the financial area, which is down in Pontvieille.
Yes, indeed.
And we cover, like all the other agencies here, we cover all these different areas in Monaco.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, moving on from the sort of areas of best investment and for financial return, I was wondering whether we could just discuss a little bit about, you know, the financing options in Monaco. I know that most people don't need financing. You know, is there any way of getting financing for our customers in Monaco?
Absolutely. We work with the local banks here, and depending on the client and which bank he uses, maybe in the back in the UK, we can try to give them a contact here in Monaco, because most of the UK banks, or the big UK banks, are represented here locally.
Yes.
So we work with them, and they know the market, and they are happy to lend usually, and they are well aware of the procedure of taking a mortgage in Monaco.
Indeed. And do you know how much, what sort of percentage of the purchase price the banks would be able to lend up to?
Well, it would be 60 to 70% of the purchase price.
Okay.
Generally. But it will all depend on the person and the relationship he has with his bank.
Yes, okay. Now, when it comes to people actually visiting Monaco and starting to view properties, obviously in some parts of our markets in Europe, there's a good time and there's a season to go and look at properties. Is there a particular season where people come and buy properties more frequently than others? Is there a special time to come and look for properties in Monaco?
No, I would say that the market is usually stable throughout the year. We have 300 days of sun per year, so we can't say that there is a time of the year which is better than another. It's stable throughout the year.
It's stable throughout the year, so any sort of time of the year is a good time to go and look.
That's right.
And, you know, how many properties do you think a client would be looking at before making a final choice? How many do you normally show a client before they're able to make an informed decision about what property to go for?
Well, it will depend on the knowledge of the client already. If he knows Monaco well, or if he has a very precise idea of what he's looking for, usually it would be between 8 to 10 properties we would show. But if it's a client who knows exactly, or quite exactly, what he wants,
yeah,
it can be less.
Okay, fantastic.
And we have indeed had cases where we've showed two properties and it's been the right straight away.
Yeah. Now, once they have decided on a property and they want to proceed with the purchase, what is the general process? Is it similar to other, well, for instance, is it similar to France? I mean, obviously, I think you have notaires like they have in France, but is the Monaco sales process roughly similar?
It's similar, but not the same. We don't have the same laws applying here in Monaco as we have in, as there are protective laws in France,
yes,
consumer protection laws. But it must go through a Monaco notary, exactly,
yeah,
like in France.
Yeah.
And we have three notaries in Monaco. We would start with the client would start with making an offer and pay a deposit of 10%.
Yeah.
That is the usual procedure.
Uh-huh.
And if the offer is accepted, either one goes straight to completion,
yeah,
which has to take place before a notary,
yeah,
or
Okay, fantastic. And on the completion or the signature of the author, is it that's made in front of the Monaco notary? That's all done in front of them, and that's when the transfers take place.
That's right. And then on the transfer, you have to pay a cost of 9%, which covers notarial fees and registration duties. And then usually the agency commission will be 3%, exclusive of VAT.
Okay. And are you able to offer the, you know, this kind of advice and legal service from your offices? Are you able to offer this for our customers?
Well, we would assist the procedure, the sale procedure, and some customers, they would like to have maybe more detailed advice, and then we can give, of course, contacts to other to law firms here in Monaco who could help with that. But otherwise, we do assist the sale procedure.
Okay, that's wonderful. And just finally for our customers, do you know, I mean, are there properties that they can't see on the website? Are there properties that they could phone up and talk to you, you know, privately about that might be available but not in the public domain?
Of course, we have some owners who do not wish to show their properties on the website for their own reasons, and they want us to market their property quite discreetly. So that is something we could talk to a client about, of course, and show them if ever they came over. And we also have access to a network here in Monaco between estate agents. So even if we don't have a property, we can see what the other agencies have on offer, and we can source it.